Now, the next oil that I want you to open up is going to be Peace and Calming. This also is a blend, and just open it up and just take a nice, beautiful smell of that. I absolutely love this smell. This is such a relaxing, peaceful and calm feeling. So I wonder if that's where it got the name. And it actually, that is what it really brings about, that feeling for everybody. I know especially one of the things we used it for in the very beginning was for my kids, just to help relax them and calm them down. And I know many a mother who will never, ever be without their Peace and Calming, because they use it like after school when the kids are getting home from school, they have it diffused because they come home and they've got all this tension from the day and having to go, and it just is such a wonderful, peaceful time when the kids are coming home. I also know a couple of women who diffuse Peace and Calming when their husbands are coming home from work for much the same reason. So keep it in, you know, keep that thought process there of what it, the possibilities are. In the book, it says that it promotes the relaxation and a deep sense of peace and emotional well-being. It helps dampen tensions and uplift spirits. You can massage it on the bottom of the feet. I mean, just all these wonderful things you can do. It's just phenomenal. Right before bed for your kids, when you go in to tuck them in before bed and just take some of that wonderful Peace and Calming, rub a few drops on the bottom of their feet and rub it on their little heads and give them hugs and kisses, and it's on their head and their pillow, and just help them drift off into a wonderful night's sleep. I also know a lot of adults, especially women, we have a tendency to, when it's time to go to sleep, and we lay there and we think and we think and we think and we think and we think, and we're making all the lists and the plans and the, what else do I have to do, and Peace and Calming just allows you just to be able to just drift off to sleep, very relaxed, very calm, not worrying about all the things that are getting ready to come. And the other thing is that it's phenomenal for depression, anxiety, and stress. That is so important. We already talked about antidepressants and the run that they have and how it's happening in the body and what's happening. I mean, there's just, it's horrible what antidepressants do. And something as simple as a little bit of lemon, a little bit of frankincense, and some Peace and Calming, oh, what a wonderful transition. What a wonderful change. Now, the ingredients, the oils that are used, individual oils, blue tansy, patchouli, tangerine, orange, and ling ling. And again, you can look those up. Go in the front of your book and see what it says about orange. Why would orange help to bring about a wonderful, peaceful, and calm feeling? What is it in orange that would do that? And I want you to know this. Here where it says applications, these are important things to note on oils as you're using them. You know how I said you don't want to put them in your eyes, you don't want to put them in your ears, and we talked about a couple of those things, and that you really have to pay attention to your book. Because like right here, it says possible sun and skin sensitivity. Now, why is that? What is it? Well, anything that's a citrus oil can cause some sun sensitivity. So you want to be real conscious of that. And it doesn't mean that you can't use it. It just means that you can't rub it all over your arms and your face and then go out in an 80-degree sun, because you're going to have a reaction to that. It's going to cause a little bit of sensitivity. But could you put it on the bottom of your feet? Absolutely. You know, you can try it different places and see what happens. And then you can see on here some ones that they added that we didn't have in some of the other ones, is that you can take that and you can put it into your bath water. You can put it in some vegetable oil for a massage. I mean, there's lots of fun things you can do. And you can do, again, the cotton ball idea. Like, you know, if you have some kids, if they're, you know, hyperactivity, ADD, ADHD, the different things going on, I'm not saying that it will take away any of those 100%, but I am saying how wonderful a gift for you to send in their coat pockets a couple of cotton balls with some Peace and Calming. And when they get stressed, they can just take those out, rub them together, breathe it in, and all those feelings of frustration helps to bring them down. Just bring them down a notch. And if we can just help our kids to constantly be coming down a notch. I mean, I know some adults that need to be putting the cotton balls in their pockets and sniffing them throughout the day because we have stress. We have these things that come up, and Peace and Calming just so wonderful for that. Now, purification. That's the next blend I want us to open up. And open that up and take a nice deep, 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 deep breath of purification. Oh, I just absolutely love that smell. Of course, I say that about pretty much every oil. I think I'm kind of addicted to these oils. But purification, that is just such a clean, fresh smell to me. To me, that is that epitome of the feeling of clean and fresh. You know, you've gone through the whole house, you've scrubbed everything down, and that is just such a clean, wonderful smell. And it literally goes through, and it truly cleanses and disinfects the air. It neutralizes mildew, cigarette smoke, and disagreeable odors. It disinfects and cleanses cuts, scrapes and bites from spiders, bees, hornets, and wasps. That's a pretty powerful thing. In other words, it's not only cleaning the air, it's not giving us a sense of, oh, that smells nice, but it's also, according to the book, neutralizing the mildew, the cigarette smoke, and the smells and the things that we have going on. Now, I know there's a lot of different things that you can go down the cleaning aisle at the store that say that they do the same thing. And, I don't know, the chemicals might very well do that, but the toxins that you are inhaling at the same time, it's horrible. It's part of the reason we're so sick is those toxins. And this is such an easy thing. You can get your diffuser, and you can take your purification bottle, and you can put 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 drops, whatever you want, and you can turn that on, and not only is it going to kill the smell so that it's killing any mildew, it's taking care of the pet smell, all that kind of thing, but when we're breathing it in, what's it doing inside us? It's cleaning. It's disinfecting. It is wonderful for us. Instead of doing damage, you know, the whole first do no harm, that's really what oils do. First, do no harm. It's taking us back there. And then I love how it works with cuts and scrapes and bites. And we have had wonderful, wonderful experience. We haven't had any spider bites. Thank God for that. But we have had the bee stings. And my daughter was really kind of interesting this past summer. My 10-year-old was outside playing. And her and our puppy, we have a puppy who is about a year old now. And but they were out this summer. And both of them at the same exact time got stung by a bee. And two different bees, but they were out there, and I'm thinking they had knocked into a nest or something. I don't know exactly what happened. But my dog made more of a scene than my daughter did. She comes in, she's like, Mom, I got stung by a bee, and we took the purification. And sure enough, the second it hit it, she stopped crying. And you could see, you know, it was red, and it was starting to go away, and she just kept putting purification on it. And within, 20 minutes, half an hour, it was completely gone. It wasn't even a red spot. It was perfectly fine. My dog, on the other hand, I couldn't locate exactly where she had gotten stung. It was somewhere on her foot. And she whined, and she whimpered, and she was fussing over that foot. And so finally, I just saturated that baby. I just really coated that entire foot. And then I took Peace and Calming, and I put it all over the back of her head and around her little ears and just snuggled with her till she stopped whining, because you would have thought somebody had stabbed her. She got bit by a snake watching my dog. But it was wonderful, because we put that Peace and Calming. She settled right down. The purification got in there. And from what I understand, the classes I've heard, is that purification literally goes in and it neutralizes the poison. It neutralizes the poison, and it's going to work with the inflammation at the same time. So it fixes it so quickly. It's just a really quick response there. And, again, you can use it lots of different ways. One of the things we like to do with it is we put a couple of drops of that on the washcloth, and we throw that in the dryer, and we use that for our dryer sheets. I love that in the dryer. I love the smell. Everything comes out so crisp and clean, and just smells like a sunshiny day to me. You know, that's my opinion. And in your purification, you've got citronella, lemongrass, lavendin. And notice, lavendin is a different thing from lavender. And I want you to go home, because remember, knowledge is power. The reason we're taking so much time to really go through this book and read it and understand it is because I want you to understand it. When you have this book, you now have power to start at least investigating things for your family. We talked about that. You care more about you, your family, and hopefully your friends than anybody else ever could. So we need to start studying and researching for ourselves the things that we can do to help increase our own body. And like I said, not everything is going to work for everybody, so start playing with it. Start trying it out. Read the different ones, and if something just really it makes sense to you, then try it. Obviously, does Peace and Calming make sense to have in your home when your kids are coming home? Does Peace and Calming make sense if you're having a hard time going to sleep? What if it worked? That is a simple thing. Throw a couple drops of oil on your feet, rub your hands together, breathe it in, rub your ears, lay down, go to sleep. That's a simple fix. You get stung by a bee, it's going to hurt whether or not you at least try an essential oil. But what if you take that purification, you throw that on there, and you go, whoa, and it works so quick. That just makes sense. What if? Just try it. See what happens in your body. The next blend I want to try, and right now with flu season and all the stuff that you keep hearing about the whole pandemic and H1N1, all these different things, you know, this makes sense to at least try. At least try it. What if? This one is called Thieves. And Thieves is a blend, just like the different ones we've been talking about, and it is a blend of clove, lemon, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, radiata, and rosemary. Now, the story behind Thieves is actually that back in the 15th century, there was a group of thieves that avoided the plague by taking these same oils that we're talking about, And I've heard it both ways, that it was oils that they used, and I also heard it was a type of a vinegar where they were soaking the herbs. But either way, they took those products, and they rubbed those on their body, on their face, on their hands, and they breathed them in. And what they were doing is, as people were dying from this plague, I mean, lots of people were dying, they weren't dying. And what they were doing instead of sharing the information is they were going into the homes of the people as they were dying. And they went into the homes, and they were stealing from them. And that's where it got the name of thieves, because this, you know, old wives' tale. And Gary did some research on it. He heard the story, and he said, there might be something to it. And so what he did is he took those different products, and he studied them to see, you know, if this really, if we used all these together, what would it do? And they found that there was powerful antibacterial, antifungal, all kinds of antis, anti-mold, I mean, just things that it helped to fight and build the immune system, do all these things, and it could have worked. It could have been one of the things they did. So knowing that, I mean, if it stops the plague of the 15th century, because what I've also heard is that they took that information, that recipe, and they posted it throughout the land, and that's part of what stopped that plague back then. Now, is it true? I don't know. That's not for me to say. I'm just a mom. I'm just sharing some information with you. But what if it is? What if you take some of that seed and you rub it on your feet every single day, and you have your kids rub it on their feet every single day, and you can take it orally. It says right here you can put it in a capsule, and you can mix some V6 with it, and you can take it. If that's all it took to keep your body fighting, to be able to fight off the different germs and the things that are coming our way, would it be worth it? You bet your bippy. Every one of us knows it would be worth it, because it's so much better. Prevention makes so much more sense than treating something afterwards. Why don't we just prevent some of this stuff and try it, see what happens. Your kids will love it. You will love it. You'll love the smell. Even husbands, even guys, you will appreciate the smell of this thieves. This is just a phenomenal, warm, to me, thieves is a very fall smell, which I love it, because when does the flu come? Exactly. It comes in the fall. So it just goes hand in hand, and it's a wonderful partner to everybody. Everybody, in my opinion, should be taking the thieves right now, rubbing it on their feet, breathing it, diffusing it for short periods of time in the home, and just use it every single way that you can. And it's phenomenal. There's also a whole lot of research on using the oil of thieves and diffusing it for mold and mildew in the house. Lots of research on that, and you can look online, get some more information. There's more information in the book that go into the thieves. Now, the last oil that I want to take time to talk about is Valor. That beautiful purple bottle of Valor you have right there, just open those up. Take a nice, wonderful, deep breath of that Valor. I am telling you what, Valor, when you think Valor, you think courage, you think strength, you think, just being able to stand up against things we just didn't think we could handle. And it really does bring that with you. It helps to balance energies. It helps to instill courage, confidence, self-esteem. It helps the body self-correct its balance and alignment. Now, one of the things that it's referred to is chiropractor in a bottle. And that's a huge, powerful statement. But what if? I mean, one of the things that happens is you begin to change your body. You change your own frequency. And the blend of oils that we have in the Valor is rosewood, blue tansy, frankincense, and spruce. And that combination just does amazing things. And, again, you know, I just told you, in my opinion, everybody should have that thieves done every single day. Well, in my opinion, we should also be putting Valor on our feet every single day. I mean, to me, that one is our cornerstone. We make sure, even if our kids are in a really big hurry and we're trying to run out of the house, we all take time to take that Valor and put along our feet just to balance our energy and get our body up and running and focused and in alignment, because when we have balance, we can handle so many more things. When we're off balance, I mean, what happens? You know, all kinds of things, and I want to make sure that we're balanced and we have that. And because it has the frankincense right in there, it makes sure that we're getting that frankincense every day, because that's another one I think that your body simply has to have. It's one of those oils that just seems to, like the book says, works from everything from a broken head to gout. To me, that kind of says it all. So that way you're getting a wonderful balance. Now, that's all of the everyday oils, and those are the ones I really wanted to get to. Again, I call that our first aid kit, and there's several ways that you can get started tonight. But before I go there and share that, I want to share a couple other things with you. Number one, you've heard me say it several times tonight, and I truly mean this from the bottom of my heart. Everything that you have learned today, everything that you learned, you had no idea before you got here. I mean, you didn't know there were options. You did not know before you came today and we talked about everything that happened with me and my neck pain. You didn't know that there was an option for that. You didn't know that there was an option for bee stings. You didn't know. Well, the thing is nobody else knows either. And my big passion is that everybody needs to have the decency to share this information with other people because other people are suffering. We just talked about antidepressant drugs being the number one prescription out there. It's horrible because there are answers. There's options, and knowledge is power. And see, depression doesn't show. Everybody, when we think of depression, we think of this, you know, just sitting in a bed and doing absolutely nothing. But the truth of the matter is, sitting in this room today, I'm guessing a good 50% of you have depression. You do. And it doesn't show because we go about our everyday life and we just press on. We just keep going because we have to, because it's what you're supposed to do. But see, now that you know there's an option, you have a choice. You can do something about it. There are things you can do to begin releasing that depression so that you can move on with your life and not just get by, but enjoy life again. And it's an option you have. And because it doesn't show, you have to have the decency to share Young Living with everybody. Not everybody's going to want it. There's a lot of people, when I share Young Living with them, they kind of laugh at me and they think I'm a kook. And, you know, my own sister isn't overly interested in essential oils. I won't say she won't do anything, but she pretty much thinks, you know, I'm over the edge. But it's okay because I gave her the option. What she chooses to do and what anybody you know chooses to do with that option is totally up to them. They might not be at that point, and I like to tell people, you know, according to advertising, this is just the truth, this is advertising in general, this is commercials and that type of thing, that it takes at least 9 times for somebody to hear something before they're interested, before they believe in it. So like, you know, when you hear a product advertised on TV over and over and over and over and over and over again, they do that on purpose because they know it takes a lot of times of hearing it. So when you're going out there and you have the decency and you start sharing Young Living, and you talk to somebody and you say, what if? And they blow you off like you are the craziest person in the world. Just say to yourself, I must just be one of the 9, one of the first 9. Because if it takes that many times of them hearing it to think a possibility that this is something they might want to do, then sometimes that's what we are. Sometimes we're number 1, sometimes we're number 4, sometimes we're number 5, and sometimes we're number 9, and we're able to really change a life. But each one of those introductions were important. So that's okay. And again, I did not get into Young Living to have this big business and this be the only thing that I do, going around the world sharing Young Living with everybody I meet. But what happened to me was amazing. And I didn't have an option but to tell other people. And I really hope that, you know, sitting out here, I hope that you've smelled the oils, you've enjoyed the oils, and at least I have piqued your curiosity enough to say, what if? What if? But more than that, I hope that I have piqued your curiosity enough to say, what if? And I wonder if so-and-so would be interested. Because, see, it's not about you anymore. You have been given the option. What you do with it is totally up to you. In a minute, I'm going to tell you how you can become a part of the Young Living family and the different steps that you can take to do. But right now, I want to really encourage you to know that you've got to share it with other people. And that's exactly what I did. When I got in, I was very excited. I had some amazing things happen to me. And I went to my 4 closest friends. And I said, oh, my gosh. And I told them what happened. And we did not have the essential oil desk reference guide. So because of that, instead of knowing that these oils do different things, specific things, whatever they had going on, we just had them take all 18 oils and put them on whatever it was. So like my one girlfriend, her son, her daughter had warts. And we took all 18 oils and we threw them on the warts and that type of a thing. And it was amazing. They signed up. And I tell you what, again, didn't get in for the networking part. I didn't. But the side effect of essential oils for me had been my stroke went away. That was a side effect. I lost a lot of weight. That was a side effect. But in addition to that, I've had a phenomenal increase in my finances. Just incredible. My first 4 people I signed up, I got a check back, and I was like, ah, this is awesome. Just a nice little check, a couple $100s. It wasn't huge or anything. And I was able to turn around and buy some more oils. And that was exactly my thought. More oils, yay me. And that's what I did with it. And I went out that month, and I shared with another 4 friends. 4 friends, people I already knew, I was close with, didn't have a lot of information, shared with them, and they signed up, and my next month, my check was huge. I was absolutely blown away at the size of my check, and it was so quick, so very, very quick, because what had happened is those original 4 people I shared with, they started sharing too. And the power of numbers is huge. And here we're going to take a 15-minute break in just a few minutes after I share with you how to get started. And what we'll do and after that 15-minute break is we're going to come back and we have what I call a purpose and abundance meeting. What you just sat down here with us is our health and wellness workshops. And we have those every single week. And we just implore you to come back, invite a few friends. But in 15 minutes, we're going to have a purpose and abundance. Because you at least deserve the option. What do I say all the time? Knowledge is power. You deserve the option to know what is the possible abundance that I can have within me. If you will share with people, and you will because you're going to do the right thing, you cannot be selfish, you've got to tell other people, then you might as well see where the money comes from. Where's the money made? How was it done? What would happen? What would happen if I decided to share this full time? Not only would you change amazing lives and get to see some really phenomenal things happen, but you can have massive increase. And, I mean, look at the financial situation of everybody around you. This is necessary. We need this. This is a way out. This is a way to move on up. And if nothing else, it's a way for you to be able to afford to get the products that you need. When you look in that essential oils desk reference guide, there are issues that I know that you and your family have. And how are you going to pay for them? What are you going to do? What's going to be the thing you change? Well, it could be something as simple as just getting out of your comfort zone, sharing with somebody else, and seeing the phenomenal health and wellness that comes to their life in the purpose and abundance. So after we take this break, just come back, join us. It only takes about 30 minutes, and I would love to have you answer any questions. Now, you can get started with several different ways. We've got four different kits that you can start with Young Living. We've got a Thieves kit, which has that Thieves oil we talked about. It's got a lot of cleaners, a lot of information. I can show that to you. And that kit is $115. And then there is a $35 one-time lifetime membership fee that is rolled into that. And that's going to also give you an extra peppermint and lavender and a coupon. I want to make sure I mention this coupon. You know how we've been talking about diffusing the oils? Well, in your membership, you're going to get a coupon for 50% off a diffuser. Now, that is a big difference. Our diffusers run right around $100, and so that 50%, that is important to you. And considering our membership is only $35, you're winning right there, plus you're getting that lavender and peppermint along with it. Now, we also have an Everyday Oil Kit, the kit we just talked about. That is one of our ways that you can start with Young Living, and that is also $115 right now, and you add to that the $35 one-time lifetime membership fee with your peppermint, lavender, and your coupon, and a bunch of paperwork, all kinds of information. You'll just really appreciate it. So that total one is also $150 tonight. We also have the Mincha Rod. Now, we didn't get a chance at all to talk about Mincha Rod, and I know I kind of went over, so I want to cut it here, but Mincha Rod is a phenomenal nutrient infusion. It's a food that is going to feed your body and supplement every single cell in your body. It's just absolutely wonderful. We'll talk about that in one of our other classes. But with that, Kate, you can start, and you get four bottles of Mincha Rod and 10 singles. Plus, you're going to get the Start Living Kit 35. So that kit right there starts for $185 tonight. And then we have a wonderful core supplement kit. And that comes with all kinds of wonderful products. And you can go over that information. And if you're ready to get started tonight, we've got the applications right here. And there are people standing around the room, everybody in the Young Living shirts. They are willing to help you and answer questions. So we've only got about 15 minutes before we need to come back for our purpose and abundance. If you have any questions, feel free to come up to the room or find anybody in the Young Living shirt. Thank you so much for coming here, and we hope to see you next week. Thank you so much.